And 7 months into this show, it's the first time they've let me loose with a man and a guitar. Sean Muir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome, yeah. Thanks for having me in.
You've been here a few times. You're a bit of a regular here at Phoenix Towers, aren't you? You've been in with Michelle and Shay a couple of times.
Yeah, that's right. It's my fourth time now, yep.
So where do you hail from?
Originally from Romford, but I live in Stanford La Hope now.
Okay, and what got you into music? Because you look pretty at home with that guitar.
Yeah, I've definitely put a few hours into this. Basically, I would say about the mid-90s, that's when, you know, the Britpop sort of era was at its peak, you know, like Oasis, Blur.
Which one were you?
Oasis. Well, I like Blur as well, don't get me wrong, but Oasis, well, they're my favourite ever band, so they're the ones that got me into music. I just felt, you know, inspired to pick up a guitar and learn to play Morning Glory, that album. I must have played that, I don't know how many times. I'd learned every single song on that album. And, just went from there, really. Tried to start writing my own songs after that, maybe a couple of years after that came out.
And what sort of styles do you play?
I wouldn't say I'm technically the greatest guitarist in the world. I basically just sort of strum the chords and, just write songs from there. I'd love to say I'm, you know, really technical, but I think I'm more of a songwriter, sort of melody kind of person than the focus on the guitar part of it, if you like. It kind of just holds the song together. I know some people might say I'm maybe a little bit better than that, but I wouldn't put myself down as a great guitarist, just sort of more of a rhythm player, you know.
And what comes first? Do you have words in your head, or do you have, well, that sounds like a good melody, I could put some words to that?
Yeah, usually it's the actual chords that sort of take the song in the direction it's going to go, and then I'll think, oh, hang on a minute, that sort of sounds like it maybe should have that melody, or that's got that sort of feel, like it could be like a happy song, dark song, or whatever, you know, and then you put the words accordingly to that. But a few times I have specifically written words down on something that's happened to me in my life and worked a song around that. But the vast majority of the songs I write is just basically down to me jamming a few songs on the guitar, chords on the guitar, and going from there.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with the guitar? Do you find times where it has to be put in its box for a few days or a few weeks?
You kind of want to, does that chord go right? Does that chord hang on? And you can just spend so long trying to find the right kind of, just to try and build the song, and the chord's not there, and like you said, you just put it away for a few days. Sometimes that is the best way of doing it, and then come back to it when you're a bit fresher, you know, because it can get quite frustrating.
So how did the current single Sunshine come about?
I wrote that quite a few years ago, actually. I always wanted to record it. So I recorded it in Manor Studios in Braintree a couple of months ago, but there were a few songs that I wanted to get recorded before that. It's always been quite a popular song of mine when I play it live. And I wrote it maybe quite a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, just a summer day and just in a good mood and just all of the kind of just feeling good in the sunshine, and wrote it from that, really.
So while we've still got some sunshine out that window,
yep,
would you like to give Sunshine a play for us?
Yeah, why not? Thank you.
The sun is out, everyone's come out today. Out, it can't be a better day. You can do anything you wanna do. Sun's out, I'm glad that I'm with you. Sun is out, we're never apart. There's no doubt in my heart. Whenever you're around, feel so good, safe and sound in the sunshine, sunshine in the sunshine. The sun is out, everyone's come out today. The sun is out, it can't be a better day. You can do anything you wanna do. Sun's out, I'm glad that I'm with you. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. There's so much I need to know. My love for you feels so right. Every day and every night in the sun. It's hard to find. Hard to find. It's hard to find. The sun is out, everyone's come out today. The sun is out, it can't be a better day. You can do anything you wanna do. Sun's out, I'm glad that I'm with you.
I can see why it's popular.
Yeah, thank you.
Sean Muir playing live on Phoenix FM. That's the current single?
Yeah, that's the current single.
It came out, time coming.
Yeah, it came out yesterday. Monday, sorry. It came out. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Deezer, Tidal, and iTunes. You can download it on iTunes as well.
Okay, and would you be okay with that performance being on the website later?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Okay,
yeah,
did your video come out okay? Because you've been trying to video and propping up your phone against one of
It seems to be okay, yeah. I'm just trying to do an Instagram live here, so I'm no expert on it. I've just put it on and you can just about see me on the screen. So,
okay, yeah. And not to blow your own trumpet, but what's your following like? I suppose maybe you can blow your own trumpet if you like.
It's not enormous, if I'm honest. I've probably got something like 400 likes on Facebook and about 250 odd on Instagram.
Are you gigging in the air at the moment?
Well, not at the moment actually, because my wife and I just had a baby daughter about 3 weeks ago, so I'm taking a bit of a break from gigging. And what it is, about the last 2 years I've really focused hard on my music. And just wanted to push it as far as I physically thought I could sort of take it, I suppose. And up until probably about a month ago, I haven't really stopped at all, actually. But my daughter was being born, Zara, and just took the decision. I thought, well, I'll put a single out, because I've worked so hard to get the momentum to try and build some sort of a following and get people to my gigs and stuff. I thought, I don't really want to take, you know, like 2 months out and maybe just drop off a cliff, you know, go off the radar or whatever. So I thought, well, this is the ideal time to release a single. I'll do a couple of radio interviews just to keep me on some sort of radar, as I said. But I'm going to gig September the 8th at the Golden Fleece in Chelmsford. That's my next gig. And then I'm hopefully get some bookings after that as well. So about middle of July or end of July, I think it was the 20th of July, a few weeks ago was my last gig. So yeah, about 6-7 weeks off from gigging. It is actually nice not to do it in a weird way, as much as I love it, but when you've been doing it solid for 2 years and you've got a new baby, it's something has to give, unfortunately, like, and it's the gigging.
Have you found that the newborn provides some inspiration for some new songs?
Not yet, but I'm just still trying to collate my thoughts and emotions after she's been born, you know. So I'm sure it will inspire me to write something, but at the moment just trying to keep up with everything.
I imagine the sleep patterns of a baby can hamper the practice as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Because that guitar is very loud.
Yeah, it is. I know, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. You have to be careful when, what time you play and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Should be like banished to the garage or the park or something if you want to go.
I've got my loft, but even then you can still sort of hear it downstairs. So, yeah, practice time at the moment is quite hard to come by.
But yeah. Saves money on a lullaby machine, I suppose. Play some chords in a nice soft...
If it sends her to sleep, that is.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what is the guitar you've got there?
This is a Fender Electroacoustic.
So it's got a socket on it somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can plug it in there, yeah. You've got all the levels there. It's nothing special. I probably bought it maybe 11 years ago, so it certainly doesn't owe me anything anymore. It's seen a lot of action. There's a lot of recording, a lot of gigs, a lot of interviews. So, it's my trusty guitar, yeah.
So if someone was to buy a guitar and wants to actually start learning to write songs and play music...
Yeah.
Is there a minimum spend on a guitar or a brand to look for?
I mean, put it this way, obviously I'm not, you know, no megastar or whatever, but I've done a lot of interviews and gigs, and no one's ever said, you know, that's not a good enough guitar. And this is, this about, like I said, 10, 11 years ago, this cost me £130. So, I mean, you know, and it's not a bad guitar, to be fair. It's no Taylor, but it's okay. So I would say if anyone's interested in getting into guitar... I'd probably say, yeah, if you can afford it, probably don't spend less than maybe £100. So I'd say go for something like this, or maybe even a model, I don't know what that is, but the model down, maybe £100, you know, that would set you up.
And a good case and some good strings, I guess.
Good case. Yeah, I suppose if I took into the case account the case and the strings and the strap, I probably did spend £200, but, you know, none of it owes me anything now. But I suppose you've got to be relatively serious to spend... £200, but
it's a passion, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I think you could probably get away with spending probably even less than that, really, on a half-decent guitar and case. You could even get a soft case, because a hard case, I mean, that cost me like 60, 70 quid, but you could get a soft case for 20 quid. So, yeah.
Okay,
you could get away with 150 quid, something like that, yeah.
So for those who are interested in finding out a little bit more about you, where can people find you on social media?
So if you just check out... My name, Sean Muirsis, S-E-A-N, M for mother, U-I-R, music, and Sean Muir Music across Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and obviously just search my name. I'm in all of the streaming platforms, like I said, Spotify, iTunes, stuff like that, yeah.
So if people want to download and buy the current single, Sunshine, they can do that. But in a couple of hours, we'll have your live version on the Phoenix FM website.
Brilliant, appreciate it.
Sean Muir, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for letting me come in.